朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今年我们拆船年会的主题是什么呢？
What is the theme for our mission conference?
建立基督的身体，履行拆船的使命。
Building up the body of Christ for mission.
在英文主要让我们听到说，在拆船的施工上怎么样来建立这个教会基督的身体。
So indeed we want to know for the sake of mission how we are going to build up the church.
请我们读两处的圣经，请各位先翻到以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn now to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章十一节到第十六节。
Verses 11 to 16.
我想为了节省时间，我们请孙弟兄替我们用英文把这六节圣经念一遍。
The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 11 to 16. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
在这里我们很清楚地看到今年我们教会的主题是取自刚才所读的这段经文。
So now you see the theme for the church this year is taken from this passage.
建立基督的身体。
Building the body of Christ.
我们看中文圣经跟英文圣经有稍微一点点的不同。
When you read the Chinese interpretation in English, you see there are slight differences.
十二节为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体，没有因果的关系。但如果我们读英文的话，有一个 so that 很清楚地看见它的因果的关系。
In verse 12 in the Chinese version, there is no clear cause and effect. But in verse 12 in the English, the word so that is very clear.
他这里说 so that the body of Christ may be built up. 就是换句话说，成全圣徒各尽其职的目的是要让基督的身体被建立起来。
In other words, then the purpose for preparing God's people for works of service is to build up the body of Christ.
然后从十三节到十六节，保罗就继续提到这个身体应该有一些什么样的现象，身体里面彼此之间应该有什么样的关系。
And then in verses 13 to 16, Paul begins to describe the body, its characteristics, and the relation between its parts.
请各位再翻到腓立比书第一章，刚才李明哲弟兄一开始的时候带我们所读的一段经文。
Let's turn also to the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
节省时间，我们只看第三节到第五节。
We'll only read verse 3 to 5.
我用中文来念。在这里说，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们都是同心合意的兴旺福音。在这段圣经里面，我们看见保罗对腓立比教会的称赞。
Here we see Paul praising the church in Philippi.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意一件事情。
We have to pay attention to one thing.
腓立比教会是个好教会，但不是一个完全的教会。
The church at Philippi is a good church, but not a perfect one.
离开那个绝对的标准还差一段相当漫长的路。
It is pretty far removed from that absolute standard of perfection.
虽然不完全，
even though it may not be perfect,
但是这个教会却深深地满足保罗的心。
But this church has gave Paul deep satisfaction.
我常常说一个比喻。
I've given this analogy.
这里如果有半杯水的话，
If there's only half a cup of water.
因为你的个性和哲学的不同，你就从不同的角度来看这个半杯水。
Because you may have a different character and you work from different philosophies, you can look at it from different viewpoints.
比较乐观的人一看，他说是半满的。
The optimist may say it is half filled with water.
比较悲观的人说那是半空的。
Those who are slightly pessimistic may say it's half empty.
完全是你从哪一个角度来看。
So depends on your viewpoint.
事实是客观的。
The fact may be objective.
解释是主观的。
But the interpretation is subjective.
所以有一个皮鞋公司的人的一个 marketing 的一个人到了非洲。
So there was a marketing analyst for a shoe company arrived in Africa.
他打电报回到他的总公司说非洲不要卖鞋，因为这些人都不穿鞋。
He sent a fax back to his company and said, let's not spend any effort here because none of the Africans wear shoes.
当然这是早年的事情。
This occurred earlier on.
那么另外一个人去了。
Then another person came.
他打回一个电报来。
He sent a telegraph.
他说非洲的市场很大，因为非洲都没有人穿鞋。
He said the market here is tremendous because none of them wear shoes.
同样一件事情。
The same fact.
从不同的角度带出不同的结果出来。
You can reach different conclusions.
我常常提醒我自己。
So I keep on reminding myself.
虽然腓立比教会不完全。
Even though the church of Philippi is not perfect.
为什么我要先看它的不完全呢？
Then why should I emphasize on the imperfection?
保罗总是提醒我们先看那个好看的部分，先看那个正面的部分。
Paul is encouraging us to look at the positive.
当然，我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹只看那个半满的就算了。
Of course, I'm not encouraging you just to say, well, it's half filled and be satisfied.
我被提醒了，我愿意也在这里提醒弟兄姊妹。
I was reminded myself, and I would like to remind all of you.
我们先看那个半满的。
Even though we say it's half full,
然后我们才来看怎么样能够让这个半满能够更满。
Then we want to see how we can fill the rest.
如果我们先看半空的，
if we first emphasize it's half empty,
我们的心情已经打了败仗。
Then already in our spirits we have lost.
所以保罗虽然看腓立比教会不是一个完全的教会。
So even though Paul did not count the church at Philippi as perfect,
但是他会从正面的角度来看一件事情。
But he looked at them with a positive view.
所以他就看见这个教会使他喜乐，使他满足。
And when he remembers this church, he is filled with joy and satisfaction.
因为这个教会是个兴旺福音的教会。
Because this church is one that has a partnership in the gospel.
不只是兴旺教会，而且是同心合意的兴旺福音。
They join together, united in spirit, trying to promote the gospel.
不只是同心合意的兴旺福音，它是从头一天直到如今都是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Not only so, they've been doing that from the first day until now.
从头一天直到如今是多久呢？
How long has it been from the first day until now? 从
保罗设立腓立比教会到他写腓立比书。
From the time the church established the church at Philippi to the time when he wrote this letter.
十年的时间。
It's a period of 10 years.
这个教会十年如一日，一直是同心合意，不断的兴旺福音。
So for 10 years, they participated together for the proclamation of the gospel.
很明显的，我们中文的翻译和英文的翻译不同。
Again, the English and the Chinese translations are slightly different.
今天早上我希望从英文的翻译我们来思想我们今天早上的主题。
But today I will be emphasizing from the English interpretation.
在英文同心合意兴旺福音把它翻译成 the partnership in the gospel. 在福音里面的那个伙伴性或者在福音里面的那个同心合意的这一部分。
In verse 5, the English translation is such that because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
这句很简单的翻译我们可以看见有两件给我们的提醒。
We can be reminded in two ways.
第一个，基督的身体如何在福音里被建造起来。
First, we need to be reminded that the body of Christ can be built up in the gospel.
Partnership in the gospel. 我们在福音的里面。是我们工作的范围。
The surroundings in which we work is in the gospel.
在福音里面，这是保罗在这里非常强调提醒腓立比教会，我相信也是今天早上要提醒我们这个教会。
I think as Paul is reminding the church at Philippi, he is also reminding us.
第二，基督的身体要在 partnership 里建起来。
Secondly, the body of Christ have to be built up in a sense of partnership.
所以 partnership in the gospel 给我们看到有两方面的语重心长的提醒。
So in these two descriptions, partnership and in the gospel, he is giving us a tremendous reminder.
我们先思想先解释一下什么叫做在福音里面建立基督的身体。
Let's first meditate on the concept of building the church of Christ in the gospel.
保罗在2000年前知道教会的事工是多元性。
Paul understood almost 2,000 years ago that there are many aspects to the church ministry.
保罗也知道教会的事工是全面性的。
And he knows it is a holistic ministry.
弟兄姊妹，将来我们进新堂。
When we move into our new church.
其实不要说进新堂，我们过去22年我们在这里的侍奉和见证。
Or when we think about what we have been doing in the past 22 years.
我们看见我们教会的事工是多元性的，我们教会的事工也是全面性。
Indeed, we see that there are many aspects to our ministry and we try to make it a whole one.
在全面性和多元性的里面，保罗在这里刚才说语重心长地提醒我们一件事情。
And now Paul is reminding us from the depths of his spirit.
在我们建造这个教会的立场和目标上是单一的，是单一性的。
We should have only one purpose in building up the body of Christ.
In the gospel, 在福音里面，这是这个教会设立的一个很重要，要被提醒，再三被提醒的一个目标和立场。
And so we need to be reminded again and again that the foundation for us to build our church upon is in the gospel.
两个礼拜以前在中文崇拜，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹思想腓立比书三章十三节。
Two weeks ago in the Chinese worship, I shared from Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 13.
保罗在那里做见证说，我们很熟弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着。
He said, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
接下来他说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后的，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
One thing I do, 我只有一件事情，在那天两个礼拜以前，我特别强调弟兄姊妹，让我们在教会里面领受一个只有一件事的态度。
Two weeks ago, I reminded us toAdopt this type of spirit that there's only one thing for us to do.
保罗的侍奉是许多的事。
We know that Paul has done many different things.
他去许多的地方。
He's been to many different locales.
他建立了许多的教会。
He established many churches.
每个教会有许多的事工。
And in each church, there's many different ministries.
但是保罗说一句话。
But Paul said,
我只有一件事。
One thing I do.
那一件事成为他做许多事的根基。
And this one thing becomes the foundation for all his other ministry.
这一件事成为许多事的一个开始。
It's the beginning of many other things.
只有一件事成为许多事的一个提醒。
And this one thing becomes the reminder of all these other ministries.
所以我在两个礼拜以前提醒我们每一个人。让我们在这个教会弟兄姊妹有一个只有一件事的这样的一个心态 和一个精神。
So I encouraged us 2 weeks ago to establish the spirit of only one thing.
让我举一个实例。
Let me give you a real example.
过去教会办中文学校。
You might remember that the church started the ministry of the Chinese school.
我们知道我们在刚开始筹备的时候。
When we first started to plan,
我们经过了相当长时间的思想、开会、讨论。
We spent quite a lot of time in discussions, in meetings.
刚才李明哲弟兄报告，我们在今年的年会要讨论另外一件事工，就是将来在教会要成立托儿中心。
And just now, Brother Lee also mentioned that during our congregational meeting, we want to be discussing the establishment of a daycare center.
那么当大家在思想这些事情的时候
And as we are thinking about these things
我希望今天早上这篇信息能够帮助弟兄姊妹了解教会往这个方向走的原因是什么
I want to help you to see the reason why the church is moving towards this direction.
很明显，中文学校也好，托儿中心也好，似乎与文化的关系过于与我们宗教的关系。
Perhaps it's very clear to us that the Chinese school and the daycare center has more to do with culture, society needs than religion.
托儿中心，我们看见我们似乎更多关怀社会，超于我们的所谓是这个习惯的宗教的活动。
Perhaps some would say that a daycare center really is more responding to the needs of the society than the needs of our faith.
从文化和社会关怀的角度来看，很明显这是多元性的一个工作。
So these are in fact many different aspects of what we do.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在这些似乎不是直接所谓跟福音有关系的工作上，我们不要忘记只有一件事的提醒。
But even as we discuss these things, which seemingly has nothing to do directly with our faith, let us understand and be reminded of only one thing.
我们所有的这些活动，不管是跟文化，不管是跟体育，不管是跟娱乐，不管是跟社会关怀有关，我们不能忘记，我们是个教会。
All these activities that we do, whether it's responding to cultural needs, needs of the society, recreation, so on.
一件事就是耶稣基督的救恩。
There is only one thing, and that is the salvation of our Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我把非基督徒分成两类。
Friends, brothers and sisters, I distinguish non-Christians into two major categories.
非基督徒我把它分成两种，这两种是哪两种呢？
What two kinds of categories?
一种呢，我们比较一般所说的叫做慕道者，叫 seeker。
We might say that the first kind are those we would say they are seekers.
那么另外一种我就找不出一个合适的名字，因为我很少在教会里面有人提到这一种的名称。
But then there's the second kind, and I'm finding it difficult to come up with a term to describe them.
中文比较容易，我就不知道它英文要怎么翻的。中文的第一个叫做渴慕真道者，叫 seeker。第二种呢，叫做漠不关心者。
Those who don't really care.
弟兄姊妹，传福音有传福音的策略性。
You know, there are strategies in evangelism.
换句话说，传福音有传福音的步骤。
And there are special steps that one can take.
不要误会我的意思，传福音的本质是不变，福音是不能改变。
Of course, do not misunderstand me. There's only one essence in the gospel.
我不是曾经在这里讲过，今天的教会有两大危机。
I have shared before that there are two major crises in the church.
第一个危机就是改变福音的内容。
Some may change the content of the gospel.
第二个危机就是不改变传福音的方法。
And the other crisis is you do not change the method of evangelism.
传福音的步骤是什么？
So what are the steps of evangelism?
第一个，我们要把漠不关心者把他先带到渴慕真道者。
The first step is to bring those who are indifferent.Into the rank of seekers.
然后我们从爱慕真道者把它改成相信耶稣者。
From seekers, we aim to make them into believers.
这里面有很讲究的地方。
So you see, there are actually a lot of details.
你今天出去传福音，有的人会接受，有的人不接受，甚至把你的单张撕掉，搞不好他还吐一点口水在单张上。
If you go out today and give a tract to someone, someone may turn to Christ right away, but then you may also run into those who will tear it up in front of you and spit upon it.
我在大学念书的时候就遇到后者。
When I was in college, I've met those who've done the latter.
我在台北中山北路上面发单张。
I was giving out tracts in Taipei.
哦，有的人谢谢谢谢。
Some thanked me.
当然他那个谢的非常非常的客套。
Of course, I can tell they are just being, polite.
但是起码他接受了。
But at least they accepted the tracts.
我记得有个老先生，我给了他一张单张。
I remember this elderly gentleman. I gave him the tract. He received it.
我今天还可以带你到那个地点，就是我发单张给他的那个地点，在中山北路那个地方。
I can even bring you back to that exact spot.
因为我印象太深了。
Because I've had such a deep impression.
我给了他单张以后。
When I gave him the tract.
他看了一下。
He glanced at it.
我就离开他了。
And then I start to turn away.
后来他叫我，过来。
Then he cried out to me and said, "Come."
我高兴得不得了。
I was very joyful.
终于有一个人有反应。
Someone responded.
但是我没有想到他的反应是怎么样的一种反应。
I did not know what he was going to respond like.
他拿着那个单张看着我。
He took hold the track and looked at me.
这是基督教的单张吗？
So, is this a Christian track?
我说是的，基督教的单张。
And I say yes.
他说你是传道的人吗？
Said, are you a preacher?
我说我不是，我是个学生。
I said no, but I'm a student.
你在哪里念书啊？
Where are you studying?
很客气，我说我在台湾大学念书。
And I said, yeah, I'm studying in National Taiwan University.
那他说你在这里做这个事情，你爸爸妈妈知不知道？
Said, does your parents know that you're doing this?
就骂我。
He started to scold me.
大声地骂我。
He scolded me with a loud voice.
就许许多多的邻居看热闹，那些幸灾乐祸的人就过来了。
So people started to gather around us.
他以为我是那个人的儿子。
Others thought that I am the son of this elderly gentleman.
一个逃家的儿子在路上被爸爸带到了。
They thought that someone running away from home was caught by his father.
其实弟兄姊妹，你知道我那一次的经验，一直到现在我没有办法忘记。
So you understand, I cannot forget that incident.
我们要真是分辨他是哪一类的人，我们怎么样来帮助他。
We need to distinguish what kind of non-Christian is he so that we can help them.
怎么样帮助一个漠不关心者变成爱慕真道者？
How can we help someone who is utterly indifferent into someone who yearns for the truth?
我们要用福音预工来帮助他。
We call this pre-evangelism.
福音预工来帮助他。
We call this type of work pre-evangelism.
弟兄姊妹请注意，中文学校托儿中心对我们来说是一个福音预工的工作。
So for us, the Chinese school and the daycare center is pre-evangelism.
但是福音预工的危险在哪里呢？
But there is a danger.
就是你忘记了那个目标和立场。
And that is you will forget your goal.
你把目的当手段，手段当目的，整个混乱掉。
Your ends became your means and so on.
所以我们需要注意福音预工，有的时候会带来一个教会的危险。
So indeed, when we perform pre-evangelistic work, there is a danger.
但是为了福音的缘故，弟兄姊妹，我们不能没有这个危险。
But for the sake of the gospel, we have to have this type of danger and challenge.
当然，对一个爱慕真道者变成相信的人，我们用的是福音本工。
Of course, when we help someone to turn from a seeker into a believer, that is what we call evangelism.
他很有渴慕的心。
He is already yearning for the truth.
就不要跟他兜圈子了。
So then, do not go around in circles with this.
他已经渴得要死，就把水给他喝。
They are thirsty, so just give them the water.
不要再画梅子给他看。
Don't just draw things to think that this will satisfy.
像中国人说望梅可以止咳，对不对？
Some say you can look at plums and satisfy your thirst.
弟兄姊妹，那个画梅止咳，那个是福音预工。
This we call pre-evangelism.
如果一个人渴慕真道，
if someone thirsts for the truth,
我们拿不出福音来给他。
And we cannot produce the truth.
弟兄姊妹，这是很残忍的事情。
Then that's a very cruel thing.
但是今天我们很多基督徒就是在做这种残忍的事。
But this is indeed what we as Christians are doing.
上帝把一些渴慕真道人放在我们四周。
When God led those who yearns for the truth to us,
我们不知道怎么样向他传福音。
We do not know how to share the gospel with them.
哎呀，没有问题，我打电话叫李牧师，李牧师会来找你。
So you say, oh, no problem. Let me call Pastor Lee. He will come visit you.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们每一个基督徒懂得把梅子拿出来给口渴的人。
But it is our wish that each one of us can satisfy those who are thirsty.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们。
So Paul is reminding us.
我们要在福音的基础上来建立基督的身体。
We have to build the body of Christ on the foundation of the gospel.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。